I have chosen this morning for our call to worship, for our reason to praise Him, the most worst verse in Scripture. My reference for this verse is Isaiah 53:4. First, before I start, I would like to tell you the setting I see in this Scripture. I see a huge football stadium, and everybody that's ever lived is there. Everybody that's living today is there. People who are yet to be born are there. We are all there watching the crucifixion on the 50-yard line. Lost my place. This scripture in Isaiah 53 starts with a report. And this report is what God says how we responded to His crucifixion. I would like to start with verse 3. He is and was despised and rejected of men. Every man, me, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised of men, and we esteemed him not. I have difficulty with this word esteem. I've looked it up in the dictionary many times. I thought it over. It means to hold in high values. In this case, it means that we held him in the lowest of values when we esteemed him not. Now, we are at verse 4, which I conclude to be the worst scripture I can find in all of Scripture. The verse starts out with the word surely. Surely is truly, without any question, as a matter of fact. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. I was deserving hell. I had no way out. I was deserving the worst of everything. And surely he hath given his all for me. Our next word in this verse is yet. Surely he hath carried our sorrows and I mixed up. He has carried our sorrows and borne our iniquities. And the next word is yet. One of the worst words could ever be. Yet would mean that beyond what's already been said and what's already been done, yet we esteemed him smitten of God and afflicted. Previously, in verse 3, we esteemed him not. That means we did not hold him in any great value. Now in verse 4, we did esteem him, smitten of God and afflicted. Now how do I convey what these words really mean? And how is the best I can do? He hath just endured for me the full measure of God's wrath and the full measure of God's wrath and condemnation due me. And my true words and response was, when I viewed him on the cross, dying my place, Isaiah 4 says, when I esteemed him smitten, that meant that I said, good for him. piss on him. That's just what he deserves. Can anyone find a more worse than verse in Scripture than all this? I am altogether ashamed and embarrassed of myself. The conclusion to all this, I would like to tell you, is found in Psalms 103. Because of his great love for me, he crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, what a Savior we have. Does this not give us cause to worship this day? Does this not give us cause to praise Him?